This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today. The discussions centered on deepening the close bilateral ties between India and Sri Lanka, reaffirming their commitment to the joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future. Several agreements in various sectors, including defense, energy and trade, were signed in the presence of the two leaders. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi said Sri Lanka holds a significant place in India's neighborhood first policy and mission security and growth for all in the region. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the Mitra Vibhushana Award from Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated the resolve that red terror will end in Chhattisgarh by the end of March next year. Addressing the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh today, the Home Minister appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. He praised the Bastar Pandum for promoting Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft, announcing the artists from every tribal district will participate next year. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma today attended the 59th Mopin Festival celebration at Alo in West Siang District. He greeted all on the occasion on behalf of the people of Assam and said the agricultural festival Mopin is also the festival of unity and brotherhood. State Chief Minister Pema Khandu said Sarma's presence at Alo exemplifies his love for the sister state and its people. He further said Assam as a state plays a significant role in the region, and with Assam being portrayed as an investment hub, other states of the region will also benefit as investors are likely to expand their businesses in the region. Meanwhile, Khandu announced sanction of Rs 15 crore for construction of a daily market shed and Rs 10 crore for a multi-storied parking lot at Alo. Governor, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Kalo community, on the joyous occasion of the Mopin Festival. He wished that the vibrant festival would bring peace, prosperity and happiness to all. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the 62nd National Maritime Day in New Delhi today. Addressing the occasion, the minister said that every citizen of the country must contribute and play their role in making India a developed nation. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar today forecast that Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, Siang, East Siang, West Siang, Upper Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao and Lohit districts are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. The National Health Authority and the Delhi government signed a memorandum of understanding to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in New Delhi today. During the event, Delhi Health Minister Pankaj Kumar Singh highlighted that the scheme offers health benefits of 5 lakh rupees per family per year and announced the Delhi government would provide an additional top-up of rupees 5 lakh, bringing the total health coverage to 10 lakhs rupees per family annually. MLA Tapi Darang yesterday flagged off a team of 30 Gaon Buras and Gaon Buris from Bosing and Bogong villages of East Siang district for an exposure tour of Kaziranga National Park in Assam. The MLA urged the Gaon Buras to play a key role in environmental conservation and protection of wildlife. He also appealed them to successfully implement the air gun surrender campaign and strictly prevent rampant hunting of wildlife. University Grants Commission has decided to establish a standardized equivalence framework for students who completed their education abroad and want to integrate into India's higher education system or workforce. UGC, in its notification, stated that the Commission has developed a transparent, technology-driven mechanism for recognizing foreign qualifications from school and higher educational institutes. The Arunachal Youth Parliament 2.0 has concluded yesterday at the DK Auditorium Hall, Legislative Assembly in Itanagar. During the valedictory function, OSD to Minister Education Pema Norbu Thongchi appreciated the participants for their articulate discussions on critical state issues and said programs like AYP reaffirmed the government's unwavering faith in its youth and its deep concern for their future. Thongchi urged the youth to be part of the solution, appraising societal matters and contributing to holistic development. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.